Welcome to the Silver Gaia Show. The goddesses are here to help guide and support others on their own personal journey, blending ancient ways with modern times. Goddesses are known for their love and compassion for others and the planet. We're coming together at this time during an important shift of consciousness. Here's your hosts, Bree and Stephanie.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Bree.
And I am Stephanie.
You are listening to Silver Gaia Show on KKNW Alternative Talk Radio, 1150 AM. Stay with us for this next hour and let us help you experience your true authentic self.
Nice.
Isn't it going to be great?
It is.
So we're each Tuesday, what we're going to do is start enlightening others on how to be their true authentic self.
They need it. We all do.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Even Eric over there. Let's say hi to him real quick before we get busy.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, good afternoon. Let me put down my beverage here real quick.
What kind of beverage you got behind those monitors?
Yeah, let's talk beverage.
Yeah, we do need to talk beverage real quick. So how was your week?
It was good. Yeah. Busy as all get out, but not bad. Yeah.
Good. Good. I'm glad. So I need to tell you guys something. Yes, Bree makes mistakes once in a while.
Yeah.
So I talked about Jamba Juice. Well, today I decided to give Jamba Juice a try again.
Right.
And guess what?
It was good.
And no sherbet.
Right.
So yay, I got Jamba Juice sitting right next to me.
Yep.
So make sure, I've learned this lesson, make sure you tell them no sherbet if you don't want it in your in your drinks. And then it's all good. So.
And if you do want it in, then say extra sherbet,
please. Extra sherbet, please. That's right. I want
everything in moderation,
that's
right?
That's right. That's right. So today, we have a really special guest today with us is Reverend Judith Laxer, and she's here to discuss the Divine Feminine. This show will be able to help you embrace your true authentic self, which she's really great about doing, and she's also the founder of Gaia's Temple out of Seattle. So welcome.
Thank you so much.
I'm glad to have you here.
I'm glad to be here.
So can you tell us a little bit about Gaia's Temple? That's what I want to start off with.
Sure. We'll jump straight in with Gaia's Temple. Actually, just this past Sunday, we had our 16th anniversary.
Wow.
And Gaia's Temple is a house of worship for the divine feminine, but our mission statement says, an inclusive ministry, Gaia's Temple fosters love of the divine feminine by honoring nature and the qualities of compassion and relatedness.
Yes.
And our vision is to bring balance in the world through the worship of the divine feminine.
Okay.
And our values are respect, love, peace, and integrity. So those are kind of like the foundational building blocks.
Right, your mission statement.
Right. And so it is an inclusive ministry. Everybody is welcome in Gaia's Temple. And I founded it 16 years ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And it seemed at the time that it was just on a whim. But of course, you look back at these things and you realize, no, there are no accidents. And,
right.
I had just moved into my office in Seattle in May of that year of 2000. And I gave myself through the summer to kind of settle in. And then I threw myself a big office warming party.
Good.
In the middle of September. And I decided that I was going to throw a worship service on Sunday morning, because people who followed earth-based spirituality, if they weren't a member of a circle or a coven or a group already, had no place to go to gather with others. There were so many solitary people who were feeling isolated.
Right.
And everywhere on Sunday morning, people are gathering in their houses of worship with like-minded community. And I thought, I would do something about that.
Perfect. Right?
So
perfect.
I've been telling the story of the great grain goddess Demeter and her daughter Persephone for years in ritual. And so it was the Sunday before the autumn equinox when I usually told that tale. So I just fleshed it out and I created a goddess worship service. That's what I called them at the time. And 12 people showed up, 12 women showed up at that first one. And when it was over, one of them said to me, when is the next one of these? And I said, next month.
And kind of throw something out there.
And I've been offering them on the second Sunday of every month
That's
ever
great.
Since.
So do you have quite a large amount of people coming?
I do. And, you know, it ebbs and flows. Mm-hmm. At our largest, I think we had over 100 people at one service.
Great.
Typically, there's about 50 or 60 people there. Mm-hmm. And I also find as time goes on that, you know, there are certain services that are way more attended, kind of like, you know, the Christians have, everybody goes for Christmas and Easter.
Right.
Oh, for us, it's usually Halloween and, you know, the October service is very attended. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we've got a lovely group of consistent, loyal people who come every month.
So that is great.
I know. You brought something up, and I'm glad you're here because can you explain why to our listeners why it's more Halloween?
That's what I was going to ask you.
And I know the answer, but I'd like you to explain it.
Yeah. Well, you know, the secular holiday that we know as Halloween to pagans or earth-based
religion. Right.
Is the time when the veil opens between the worlds, between the living and the dead. And so this is a time for us to honor our beloved dead.
Mm-hmm.
And so the services that I provide in Gaia's Temple on that day or in October is not about ghosts and goblins and, you know, all of the madness that has happened in popular culture, but the true origins of it, which is to help us recognize that we come from a lineage, that when our beloveds die, they're not gone.
Right.
To connect with them through the veil, to send our messages of love, hopefully to receive some messages for
paying homage.
Exactly.
Good. That is nice.
It is beautiful. And we also have a fantastic Samhain ritual.
And that's what I want to find out about, too.
What is it again?
It's called Samhain. It's spelled S-A-M-H-A-I-N. It's the Celtic way of saying, which the original name for it, All Hallowed Evening, which is what became Halloween.
Right.
But it's Samhain. Some people say Samhain or Samhain. I've heard it pronounced lots of different ways.
Right.
But every year we have a big, beautiful Samhain celebration where we do a magnificent ritual where we honor our ancestors. We dance the spiral dance.
Good.
We have a beautiful ancestor altar, and people bring their photos and remembrances of their beloved dead. And this year, it's open to the public. So plug here if that's all right.
Yes, do.
So it's going to be on Saturday night. I think that's October 29th, the Saturday night, last Saturday night of October. And it's going to be at North Seattle Community College.
Good.
And everyone is welcome.
I'm so glad to hear this.
We ask people to bring photos, you know, of their ancestors for the altar. We have a big potluck feast afterwards. It's a great fundraiser for Gaia's Temple. Charge $25 at the door. We have a magnificent ritual where we journey to the underworld and pay our respects and return safely in beautiful sacred space.
Oh, I love
it. I like that.
I love that.
I'm going.
We're going.
Yeah, okay.
Excellent.
We're
going to
grab Teresa. She's going to come with us.
Mm-hmm.
Do wear your witch's hats.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I got enough black stuff. That's my color, you know, and bring the hats and stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. So the one question I have, are men able to come to this also?
Everyone is welcome in Gaia's Temple.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Yes, that's why the mission statement begins with an inclusive ministry.
Okay.
Because we really believe how important that is.
Right.
And especially for a goddess worship service, because now we're calling out the divine feminine, which I believe is necessary in our culture and in our world for balance. And yet naming it specifically, like when you go to church, let's say, it's not, I mean, it's inherent that we're going to be worshiping God there.
In
our culture, we just know God is male. But when you call it a goddess worship, then it's kind of like, you know, it comes under the heading of chick flick. Like men just think, oh, that's not for me. It's for women. And it's for everyone.
Right.
That's something you had to explain in your classes too.
Right. And that's why I'm going to bring up right now. Okay. So my memories go far, really far back. Mm-hmm. And so on Lemuria over 50,000 years ago, goddesses were known as guardians of developing societies.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that kind of a cool thing when you think about it?
Yeah.
And so it's men and women were taking that title.
Mm-hmm.
And so some may say, you know, today a man might say, no, I'm the word God, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then women use goddess. But when you put it all together, it still means the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Guardians of developing societies and protectors of this land.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, so that's where I kind of come from, you know. So I think that is just great. So
what time is that on the 29th of October?
That'll be at 7 p.m.
Okay, I am definitely going.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bring my man.
Yeah. I'll bring mine.
Uh-huh.
It's a date.
It's a date.
I love it.
Okay.
I love
Come on, people.
So the one thing is at Gaia's Temple, what else do you do to help people?
Yeah, well, I the services are like any other worship service. Uh-huh. We create sacred space. There's beautiful music. I mm-hmm. offer what I call a teaching. I kind of step away from all of the words that they would use in church, so I don't
right,
call it a sermon
right,
or a homily.
Right,
I
right.
call it a teaching.
Right,
it is a teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, the teachings are all based on, there are actually two things that come together. One is it's always based in nature. So we're always looking at what's going on in the season.
Mm-hmm.
And in our spiritual practice, we're looking to emulate nature and just get back to what is natural. You know,
right.
Because we've gotten so far away from that,
mm-hmm.
and look at our world,
right.
because of it. You know?
Right, right.
So it's really based in nature, and then of course, what's happening in the popular culture.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you pull those two things together, then there have endless ideas of
mm-hmm.
Teachings that
right.
I write up and offer.
Mm-hmm. Good,
and it's beautiful.
Right.
So they can go to your website and find out all the teachings, the calendar, everything,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
can go
great.
To, it's GaiasTemple.org.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that is great. So on the masculine.
Yes.
Divine masculine.
Yes. So we include the divine masculine
mm-hmm.
in Gaia's Temple in my teachings. I will say that the emphasis is strong and more heavily geared toward the divine feminine. But that's because we're following that vision of our world, which is a more balanced world.
Right, right.
And everywhere else in our culture, in spiritualities, mm-hmm. the majority of spiritualities, we just find the divinities to be male.
Right.
right.
And so, you know, in trying to balance that,
mm-hmm,
we
mm-hmm.
have to really kind of pump up the goddess. I guess
right,
it's kind of
right,
a masculine
right,
way of saying it.
Right.
But to really revere her and hold her up and return her to her rightful place
mm-hmm.
for balance. And what's so beautiful about that is that the men that are coming to Gaia's temple are
mm-hmm.
finding the beauty of it. And they're also finding that in understanding and including and worshiping the divine feminine, it's not emasculating at all. In
right.
fact, they're finding a great sense of relief because their authentic selves have
mm-hmm.
a place.
Right.
You know,
good.
Just because they're men doesn't mean they don't feel
right.
emotions,
right.
can't be vulnerable or frightened or any of the
mm-hmm.
other parts
right.
of human condition.
Mm-hmm.
And yet our culture tells us they're supposed to like
be
suck
this
it up.
Way.
And, right.
Right.
Which we all know is
mm-hmm.
is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we know you cry.
And we know you
right.
cry.
And
we know
me.
That if you're not crying, that's going to erupt in
inside.
Other unhealthy ways.
Yes.
You know.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, great. I'm glad to hear that. So what we're going to do is take a short break and we'll be back with more with Reverend Judith Laxer and see you back here in a few minutes on the Silver Guy Show.
Mm-hmm.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Susan Harmon, inviting you to join me every Friday, noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time, for the Susan Harmon Hour. I'm always curious and I enjoy discussing a wide array of interesting and provocative subjects with fascinating and erudite guests. If you're looking for grounded authenticity with a twist, you'll want to join us for a fast-moving and informative hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Jamie Lemon is a licensed massage practitioner and has owned her practice in Kent, Washington since 1998. Through her own personal life experiences, she's been guided to many different natural healing modalities. After experiencing the benefits, she became certified in modalities allowing her to share them with those interested. Schedule your private session with Jamie today at kentmassage.com or call 253-332-7318.
Ready to shake things up? Try Alternative Talk 1150.
Back. Welcome back to the Silver Guy Show. So, Judith,
yes.
Let's talk about the divine female mm-hmm. and male energy mm-hmm. and why it's so important at this time mm-hmm. of the shift that we've gone through since 2012 mm-hmm. and bringing the ancient knowledge back and weaving it in with the energy we have for today. Why is that so important?
Right. Well, you know, the distinction that I want to make here is okay. that in the majority of the world religions who view the divine as masculine and masculine only, he's kind of like a single guy.
Right, right.
But the goddess has a consort.
Right.
And so she is the divine partner.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think has been missing.
Yes.
It's not that one is better than the other. One is more powerful than the other.
Thank you
one
for saying that.
One should be in complete control and the other one should not.
Mm-hmm.
It's that there needs to be that divine partnership.
Right.
So I think what's ancient that we're bringing back is this concept
right.
of both mm-hmm. and.
Right.
As opposed to only this or only that.
Right. Right.
And if you look at, you know, and we all know what's going on in our world, it is so desperately mm-hmm. out of balance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, the logical, linear, technological, you know, that faster is better, more is better.
Mm-hmm.
That whole way of thinking and whole way of operating has just thrown
everybody
out of balance.
Yeah.
Well, and I understand that. I'm going to bring this on a really simple level right now for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
I'm throwing things out of my house that I do not feel I need, right? So I've been
mm-hmm.
leaving it on out in front of my house for free.
Mm-hmm.
And from beautiful glass dining room sets to whatever, you know, I had way too much stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're saying more is better.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the more I clean out, the more energy that I release.
Right. Yeah, mm-hmm.
I'm able to work with myself and my family
right.
clearly.
Even more clear thinking.
Right.
Are
you getting?
Yeah, well, when I had to clean out my house to sell it,
mm-hmm.
it just got lighter and lighter and lighter.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I do believe there is... You have to clear.
Yep.
You have to get rid of the old to bring in the new. And that's what we're doing.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And so you're weaving new energy
yeah.
in your house,
mm-hmm.
just like we're doing in the universe
mm-hmm.
right now.
Mm-hmm.
So what I want to say, they may call it new energy, because
mm-hmm.
old energy comes,
the
ancient energies
right.
back,
it is.
And
yes.
we're weaving it all together
yeah.
as
now,
one.
Now, we can't go back to the time before the way it was, because
right,
we
right.
do have the advancements that we have or whatever is pertinent in our culture,
mm-hmm.
and we can't really know exactly what that was in that culture. But we do and must
mm-hmm.
bring back that sense of equality and
correct.
Fairness.
Correct.
Yeah.
You know, and then see how that plays out in our culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
No,
definitely.
I agree.
Yeah.
yeah.
So I want to find out about your book.
My book.
You
my
wrote
book
a
was
book?
Published. Yes, I wrote a book. It's a collection of 8 short stories that accompany the pagan wheel of the year. So
mm-hmm.
each story depicts ordinary people sort of living their magical spiritual lives
mm-hmm.
according to the solstices and the equinoxes
good.
And the cross quarter days on the
right.
pagan wheel of the year. Mm-hmm. And I just love that little book.
Yeah.
And I wrote it because, you know, so many people were asking me when I was going to write a book. Because, you know, I teach and I preach
right.
and I this and that and the other. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and also, you know, for your career, really, your book is like your calling card. If
right,
you don't have a
right.
book,
mm-hmm.
you don't get to be a keynote speaker or any of those sort of things. So I knew it was really the next step. But I had a lot of trouble getting to it because there were so many how-to books on everything with regard to spirituality and
mm-hmm.
particularly things that were more alternative. And I just thought, I don't want to be another how-to book. You know,
mm-hmm.
we don't need another book on how to do
no,
ritual.
No, right. You're absolutely correct.
But then I realized that there really were no stories
mm-hmm.
about people who are living that weren't science fiction or fantasy, like really
right.
out there, but that weren't really grounded in ways that we could
mm-hmm.
possibly imagine ourselves
mm-hmm.
living.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to write these stories, and next thing I knew, I had 8 of them, one for each Sabbat. So it's
That's
called Along
great.
The Wheel of Time, Sacred Stories for Nature Lovers.
And is it still available mm-hmm. for people?
It is available.
How
it's
did
available
you get that?
Through Ravenswood Publishing. So
oh,
you
good.
Can go to their website.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also available on Amazon and
okay,
Barnes
great.
And Noble if you want to get on your Nook or your Kindle
mm-hmm,
right.
or any of those things. So yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
So that's helping enlighten a lot of people that
yeah.
way.
I think it has. Yeah. I mean, I don't. You know, it never sells as much as you hope it would.
Right.
But I think the people that have gotten
interest.
It and read it,
I've
had
right.
great feedback from
mm-hmm.
the people who have read it. And the cool thing about it also is because it's not just one story,
mm-hmm.
you can use it as a companion book. So you can go back to it year after year. And as you get close to that Sabbat on the wheel in
mm-hmm.
season,
mm-hmm.
you can read it to bring yourself back to what the true meaning of it is from a nature perspective.
Oh, that's
good.
Great.
So it's ongoing.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have to get one.
Yep.
I'm telling you. I want a signed copy.
All right, you've got one.
All right, so now we're going to go into the masculine feminine, why they have to work together. I mean, they really have to. And I'm going to push
it. Well, if they don't, it's going to compete. We're going to repeat.
Repeat. And I don't want to repeat it again. And
I'm repeating.
Right. So the whole thing that I was getting about this new energy, Stephanie, was that, you know, since 2012, men have been going through a shift. I'm going to put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I promised my husband I wouldn't say a certain word no more. So we're going to do it nicely. And I hope he's listening because he knows how much it takes for me not to say that word to him. But anyway, but men had gone through a shift since 2012. Now we're done.
Right.
Okay. So how are they able to balance themselves back out? What do you think about that question?
I think that's a great question. I think we could talk to days about that. Mm-hmm. I believe if I understanding your question of how are they bringing in the balance now that it's
their own personal balance back.
Well,
I know I'm asking a tough one.
That's
today,
a tough one. I mean, that's a great question for the guys.
So when my
I can just say, you know, off of my boyfriend Gene, for him to recognize that this new energy that was affecting him and how he was balancing himself is, I believe, for me, that he slowed down a little bit and to soak it in, and he didn't have to flex his muscles as much,
right?
And it was softening him. And, you know, we would get into arguments. We're like, why are we arguing? Why, you know? And finally, the answer came to me, you know, he needed to use more of his female energy to talk to me in a disagreement that we were having. And I had to use more of the male energy to not take things so personally.
Right.
And once we realized that he was going to work with the new energy and I was going to work with the male energy, that's when we started getting along, and it's working. He softened a little bit. He's not, you know, as flexing his muscles.
Here, I'll tell you what. With my husband,
okay,
Kelly, he gave some of his personal power away.
Yeah,
he let others control him instead of holding on to his power. It affected him that badly, and finally now he's brought it back. He's been out of town for a couple of days. So there's a lot we need to talk about, but it's bad. He's taking control of it, right? But losing that personal power that you give away to somebody,
right?
No matter it be your boss, no matter it be your wife or your friend or your son or whatever, right? You don't do that. And so he's had to learn to bring his personal power back to balance him back. So what do you think about that, Jiz?
Well, you know, Stephanie, when you were talking about, I think you touched on two things that are really important. And the first is that, you know, you said your boyfriend, Gene, when he became aware of this shift.
Right.
That is a very loaded statement because a lot of people are not aware
right.
of the shift.
Right, right.
They only notice something's wrong or something's different, or they are in denial and refusing to see that there is a shift in consciousness that's going on, and a shift between feminine and masculine energies. And so they are trying desperately to keep things the way it's been.
Yes.
And that is just causing one hardship after another. So the fact that, we all know consciousness is everything.
Right.
So the awareness of that is number one.
Yes.
And then the second thing that you said is that it's allowing him to slow down a little bit. And that's something that I think is really so important about paganism that is lost in our culture now, which is earth time.
Right.
Slow down. Yeah. Everything is so accelerated,
right.
and we don't make good decisions
when
we're
hurry,
anxiety, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's just not the best way to go about it, but if we take a deep breath
and just take your time and slow down,
you get a chance to think about how might I do this differently?
Right.
How could I answer this that's not in reaction?
Right.
That gut response,
right,
which is just from being trained and enculturated for so long. So we can interface differently.
And she's making a really good point here. Remember on the freeway today, we're coming out, and I'm doing over speed limit, you know. I got kind of lead foot.
I mean, she wasn't going over that fast. I mean, she was just driving.
Right, and cars were having a fit that I was going, I was like the flow of traffic, but they wanted to do like 80, right? I was like, slow down, guys.
Slow down.
It's not me. It's not anybody else. It's you.
Well, she got a dirty look. And I'm like,
I didn't even notice
this
it.
Lady,
you know,
just
I'm just
looked
driving
over at you and just shook her head. And I'm like, there's all these lanes. Yeah. Why are you getting mad at, well, Bree,
right,
for just driving? Mm-hmm. And she wasn't going fast enough. There's all these other lanes to choose from. Mm-hmm. Right. This is what, you know,
so
other
it's not like, you know, it's not like I'm 98 years old and driving, you know, and I'm just like going, wow,
do you
slow down.
Do you think maybe that woman had too much male energy? She was flexing her muscles while driving.
I just think we're all enculturated, yeah, to mm-hmm, it. Yeah, everything mm-hmm, is about, yeah, whoever gets there fastest is the mm-hmm, winner.
Right.
Or is better. Mm-hmm. And it's mm-hmm, just, it's
gotta
not true.
Stop.
And all of the technology, which was supposed to save us time.
Right.
Has it saved you any time?
No.
No. It's a total time sucker.
Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah.
You know.
Like I have two phones, right? One for business, one for personal, and they're both going off constantly. It's like, finally, it's just shut one off and leave it at home, mm-hmm, you know, or I don't want to hear it for the day.
That's mm-hmm, why I garden.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because I'm out there, and you know what? Mm-hmm. The world can just, everything slows down. Mm-hmm. It's just me and the zucchini, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Me and
right,
the squash,
right,
me and my tomatoes,
right,
me and my herbs.
And,
you know, it's oregano on dinner tonight. And right, it just slows me down. It's absolute sanctuary. Now, I know mm-hmm, not everyone has a garden or can garden or even mm-hmm, wants to, but mm-hmm, somehow.
I'm going to learn one day. I will learn one day.
Mm-hmm. Just dropping all the rest of it and getting out in
right,
nature.
Yeah.
It's
right,
really, it's so soothing and it just reminds us who we truly are.
That's what I
which
tell.
Which is part of nature.
That I tell people is you need to get out in nature. Put mm-hmm, your feet on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm,
if you go out and put your feet on the ground and you pay attention, you'll notice.
Mm-hmm.
You'll
right,
notice you are feeling mm-hmm, better.
Right.
And you know, there's a reason it's called Mother Nature.
Right.
When we
thank
commune
you,
with nature, mm-hmm, that is us connecting to the divine feminine.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we've never really lost that.
Right.
Because we're still on the planet. So mm-hmm, we're still going to be connected with nature. But mm-hmm, not if we're, like you said, always indoors.
Right.
Not if we're always looking at a screen,
yep,
or
right,
the clock,
mm-hmm,
you know. And when you get out in nature and you drop mm-hmm, all the rest of it and can really just be with the water and the mm-hmm, air and the fire mm-hmm, and the earth.
I think that's why I'm having such a big thing at my house, organizing, get rid of stuff. So I have time to do that again.
Yeah.
Right.
So important.
I haven't had time.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely need to make time to mm-hmm, to get, it will balance you.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
sometimes I hardly wear shoes, you know mm-hmm, that. And I don't care if it's raining or not, I'm outside mm-hmm, and I got to go ground.
Mm-hmm.
No, I can do it in my house, you know, whatever, but mm-hmm, I'd rather be outside around my tree, hugging my tree mm-hmm, and grounding,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Yeah.
And throwing a few crystals out, you know, having fun and stuff, and just doing what I need to do for me.
Yes. How is it that you ground when you, if you could, you know, tell the listeners?
Oh, high ground?
How could they ground?
So I take, well, for me, mm-hmm, and this is my favorite way, I take my consciousness, go down to Gaia,
mm-hmm,
and I just let her embrace me for a while,
mm-hmm,
and then I come back up.
Right. And it's like,
and there's other times where I bring the energy from Gaia all the way back up to spirit,
right,
through all the chakras, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go up to spirit, and then come back down.
Yeah.
And, you know, the energy mm-hmm, back down through all the chakras, because I've cleaned all my chakras then, too.
Mm-hmm.
So those are different ways I do it.
Right.
And then there's other times, you know, I'm famous for the bathtub.
Right, the bathtub.
The
yes,
bathtub.
Water.
Water
mm-hmm,
for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it calms me down, makes my brain to stop thinking,
right,
you know. And that's where I can just turn on a tape recorder and listen mm-hmm, to what you know, mm-hmm, messages might have come through.
Mm-hmm.
But that's real important for me.
Yeah.
And so if I ground, I'm laying in bed, I can't ground.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that. I cannot ground in bed.
In bed?
Mm-mm.
I can't ground with my glasses on.
Nope.
It feels
mm-mm,
weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I got to take them off.
Yeah.
Even if they're on my head, they have to come off.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know why that? It's the metal, the plastic and everything that.
That's what I figured. It was just interfering.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
So some people even do it with music going, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it with music going. I have to have it quiet and
right,
still.
Mm-hmm.
But my really favorite place is in the bathtub where it's quiet and I'm left alone with some candles
mm-hmm,
and I might have my favorite crystal with me in a hand mm-hmm, and that's when I really mm-hmm, ground. And I come out maybe 2-3 hours later and my husband forgets I'm back there and I'm cold and there's hardly any water in the tub, but it was okay. Mm-hmm. It worked for me.
I think many people are discovering that they are grounding and didn't know it.
Right.
You know, how you feel when you get out in nature or by a river or by the ocean
right,
and how that feeling makes you feel, that is grounding. That is becoming connected with Gaia.
Right. Yeah. Well, I know one thing for me and stuff is that I've been told that I need to take more time for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's this weekend is going to be for myself
mm-hmm,
and taking that time.
Yeah.
And
well, if you don't take that time,
mm-hmm,
you're going to build up a lot within yourself.
Right.
You know, you got to take that time to recharge every day. Yes. Sometimes not as long as right. others, but we all definitely need to take a breather.
Mm-hmm.
And it benefits everybody around you.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, you can let go of some of that. You know, you had built up anger from work or mm-hmm. or a significant other, and ground and ask for that help. You'll be amazed.
Mm-hmm.
Just as, like I said before, when you were walking by in the woods or by the ocean or
right.
the river,
yeah,
right. you so feel peace.
Yeah, so many people will say that, you know, like going out, a walk in the woods, you know, that's my church.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're really tapping into something.
Right,
there.
Right,
listen,
right.
You're
you do
yes.
find sanctuary
there's
in
a
nature.
Reason. There's a reason why mm-hmm. you said it feels like yeah. your church is because it is.
And it is. And you know what? We're gonna come take a short break. Okay. We're going to come back with Judith and talk more about that.
That'd
being
be
in nature and why it will bring us to our true authentic self. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
join us here in a few minutes with Maura Silver Gaia and Judith Laxer. Thank you.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Do you want to learn English for free? Visit usalearns.org. Our free website offers hundreds of interesting videos and educational activities for learning English online. More than 7 million people around the world have used USA Learns to increase their job opportunities and improve their lives. Use your computer, laptop, or tablet and start learning English today for free at usalearns.org.
Need help getting started with self-help? You came to the right place. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Welcome back, everyone, and more with Jules Laxer. I am so excited to have you here. I can't say it enough.
Thank you. I'm having a great time.
Great. Good. So can you tell us more about communing with nature?
Yes. Well, I guess the thing that I would say is that it's primal. Mm-hmm. And I think we hold those ancient memories
mm-hmm.
of really developing who we are as human beings
right.
in a natural setting.
Yes.
And now, as we get further and further away from that natural setting, we're finding ourselves, you know, stressed out and ill
mm-hmm. right.
individuals who are not having a good time of it.
Mm-hmm. So you know, but, I don't. Can I interrupt you for a minute?
Sure.
So, where I've lived, I've always been in a log cabin or in a mountain, except I grew up in Washington,
right.
in Tacoma, but I left 30 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I come back here, and I'm actually taking a Victorian home and trying to make it as country looking as possible.
Yeah.
What do you suggest for someone like me? Because there's a lot of us out here.
What do you mean?
Yeah. So we don't have the grounds around us.
Oh, I see.
We live in a town.
I see.
So I'm trying to make the inside as comfortable and country looking
yeah.
or whatever I can.
Our homes need to be sanctuary. We need
yes.
to feel when we get home that we can drop everything.
Right.
From the
and so
world.
Can you expand on that?
Yeah. Well, I think that's very individual, but mm-hmm. I think another thing would be to make sure that we carve out time to get into nature.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it how sad it is that we have to carve out time.
Right.
Carve
right,
it away
right.
from what?
Exactly.
Whose life is this?
Someone else's
you know?
Ideas.
Somebody else's ideas of how mm-hmm. we're supposed to be spending our time.
Right, right.
But if we make sure that even once a week mm-hmm. we're getting mm-hmm. to a park somewhere, a park mm-hmm. setting, or just getting into the woods, or walking with our feet in the water,
mm-hmm.
or on mm-hmm. a mountaintop and feeling the air in our hair, you know, I think that's just going to be so much better for our mental and spiritual health.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, so like with me, since I haven't been able to carve out time in the last couple months,
mm-hmm.
I've been turning my house inside to look
right.
like more nature.
Into
right?
sanctuary.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's a sanctuary,
mm-hmm.
my house is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got a couple plans. You know, I'm not real good with plants, but I'm going to learn thanks to a friend of ours. She's going to teach us how to handle plants. Stephanie's laughing. She goes, I'm just one of those people that can't grow plants.
Right.
And I'm lucky that my other ones haven't died, but they're still in my kitchen with my berries and everything. It's that bad. So, and I have no fake ones in the house. Bamboo plants are doing well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, those are in the in my living room, you know, for the feng shui situation. Yeah. But anyway, but. So is that a good thing for me to be doing right now since I have been able to carve out time? But I am this weekend, though.
I think
that
so,
I am
too.
Doing.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, me too.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, let's go to our next topic, Women of Wisdom.
Women of Wisdom,
Can you tell us more about them?
Yeah. Sure. I've been participating in Women of Wisdom, the conference here in Seattle. It this coming February in 2017 will be the 25th anniversary of the conference.
Congratulations.
Wow. Yeah. And I was very highly involved in leadership there kind of early on through the late 90s and into the early 2000s. I was board president for a couple of years and done a lot of ritual theater there and was a ceremonial director and read tarot cards there and led workshops. In fact, I hold the record there. I've read led workshops there consistently for 23 years in a row.
Wow, congratulations.
I know, which is something.
That's great.
And I'll be doing so again in February. And it's really changed and evolved because you can imagine in 25 years, you know, where we were 25 years ago as opposed to where we are now. We're a much different culture.
Right.
And so it was formed. Chris Stainis is the founder, and she formed it because she had led a workshop, I believe, at Unity Church where it began, where women just had a safe space to start telling their stories. And she saw the power of that and wanted to create something on a larger scale.
Okay, great.
And so that's how it began. And 25 years ago, women coming together and sitting in circle to tell their stories and to find their own personal empowerment was crucial and really important. It was like the next wave of women's empowerment in the world.
Right.
And it's still, you know, it's still going strong. It's changed a lot over the years. And but it's still quite a beautiful conference. And in the last, I'd say 5 or 6, maybe even longer than that, it's been for women only.
Okay.
And
but
the evening programs have always been open to men. So for the keynote speakers and the ritual theater and that sort of concerts, men were always welcome to that. But the workshops during the day were always women only. And about 5 or 6 years ago, maybe even more, don't quote me on this, they started opening up several of the workshops for men and women also. So men were now, you know, welcome to come. Not to every workshop, but to specific ones.
Right,
right.
And I think that was also kind of a sign of the times that, you know, at first it was really important for women to find their power. And now men are part of the conversation about the divine feminine and about women's power. And they're also finding that by connecting with their own internal feminine, because we know we each have masculine and feminine energy inside of us, that, like I said, it doesn't emasculate them. It doesn't take anything away from who they are as men. If anything, it offers them more wholeness.
Right.
And how beautiful that is. And so there's been a shift there to include men in some in some of the workshops.
So what workshops are available? I can't even talk. Available to them.
Yeah, well, you know, they have different offerings every year, and I'm not exactly sure what's going to be available in 2017, but I know that some of them have been about, you know, about dialogue between men and women, nonviolent communication, that sort of thing. I can't off the top of my head know exactly what those were. But
I know that Stephanie and I were talking about that there needs to be a group for men.
Yeah, well,
there really has
Have you heard of the Mankind Project?
No,
you should check out the Mankind Project.
Writing that
it's
down.
Magnificent. And it is like for men what I think Women of Wisdom has been for women and similar organizations about women's empowerment. And it's magnificent.
And is it located here?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Seattle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It might also be beyond Seattle, but I know that there are Mankind Project takes place around here too. And they have workshops and weekend retreats for men to get
and
in touch with their emotions, to build a brotherhood again of support so that it's not just, you know, who's ever, you know, alpha dog is the
high,
you know,
just
dropping all of those cultural constructs that have nothing to do with being human. And it's magnificent. And I've seen and know some men who have experienced this work, and it's just really wonderful.
Oh,
so
great.
It is happening for men.
Good.
And it's But it is something that men have to seek out.
Okay.
And, you know, I have a private practice as a psychic and a spiritual counselor. And mm-hmm. I can tell you that 90% of my clientele are women.
Right.
And 10% are men. Mm-hmm. And men are enculturated to believe that they can't ask for help.
Right.
Because then that makes them look like they're weak.
Well, true. I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm going to announce it. I wasn't going to announce it yet, but mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and announce it. My husband, mm-hmm. retired ranger, mm-hmm. believes in all this. He's actually going to be guest hosting also at least once a month on the Silver Guy Show.
Nice. Nice. I will so enjoy having him on.
My husband Kelly's a hoot. Let me just tell you, he's a hoot. Nice. And mm-hmm. he wants to come in here and let the listeners know.
Let the men know that.
Right.
You know. Yeah.
There are men like us, and we can congregate together, and we can build a brotherhood that needs mm-hmm. to be done around here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he's not worried about looking like the weird one. His wife's already named that, so that's all right.
Okay.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know how my husband. I know. Kelly's just funny. But, no, this is something that we didn't even hear about. We need to know this, and, you know, that needs to be brought up, because I had so many men that have been coming up to me and you know, emailing me or calling me and saying, where is there a place for us to mm-hmm. go? If we're in Tacoma, mm-hmm. you know, where is there something besides, you know, mm-hmm. Well, Crystal Void's a great place. There's quite a few men in there.
Mm-hmm.
No, but other places where they can just meet quietly and mm-hmm. talk. So I'm going to have my husband check this out.
Yeah, Mankind Project.
I just would like the men out there to understand to try something different.
Yeah.
You know, and just really just find out what this could be really about for them.
Yes.
You know, and your life could change.
And you have to approach it with curiosity.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And if you have a preconceived notion mm-hmm. that this is going to take your power away
right.
or that it's going to emasculate you mm-hmm. or any of those things, then there's a great hesitation. But
right.
if you come at it with curiosity, like what
right.
might this be like?
Exactly.
How could this be? Is mm-hmm. it there might be a different possibility for me to have
right.
a completely different experience in the
right.
world.
Mm-hmm.
How might that be? That's just such a bet, like with anything.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
And
mm-hmm.
for anyone,
right.
curiosity is such a better way to approach
yes.
things
right.
because your mind is yeah. open.
Well, that's what we're here to do,
right.
is be curious and create.
Right.
Well, do you remember when we had the goddess groups going
yes.
up, right?
Yes.
And we're going to start those up again. But anyway, and my husband came into one of those groups.
Mm-hmm.
And he was swirling his hands and doing some stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up backing off from him like 6 feet. It was like, I don't know what he's doing, but, you know. He's very special. You know, he has the magic abilities, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny because everybody's just watching him. We got off the subject and everybody's just looking at him. He's like, what? What's wrong?
Yeah.
But he's going to be explaining all that, why he does what he does.
Right.
And bring up the flame and mm-hmm. and putting that flame back in him and why he needs to put that back in.
Right. Mm-hmm. And like we were talking about earlier before the show, I think that it is important for women to still have women-only space.
Oh, yes.
Just
I agree.
As it's important for men to have men-only mm-hmm. space, because
yes.
I think mm-hmm. in that relational realm, a lot of healing can take place.
Right.
So it doesn't have to be, but it doesn't have to be only that way.
No.
It's because separation and isolation is not the answer to right. anything.
No, it's not.
But there is time for that sort of separation for us to heal within ourselves.
Right.
I mean, with each other.
Uh-huh.
And then
right.
bring that back
mm-hmm.
to
right.
a beautiful union.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right. Because
a much more harmonious.
Right.
Yes.
I agree with that, because there's things that I want done only with women.
Right.
For me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's things that my husband's going to want only for him and mm-hmm. your boyfriend, Gene,
mm-hmm.
you know, for them, which is
right.
men.
Right.
And then, but we can talk about it as a couple together also.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, so, and that will help balance things out mm-hmm. of your home, office, work, whatever, you
right.
know.
And the world.
That we do, the world period
yes.
is right.
Yes, exactly. You going know. Beyond spirituality and mm-hmm. into cultural and political
yeah.
and scientific mm-hmm. and
right.
Mm-hmm. psychological.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Big time psychological. It's just changed.
Right.
You know, that's the one thing I've noticed. So, so what do you think about, I want to say a certain way.
Listening?
How, I know, I'm listening. I'm trying to figure out how I want to word this one. When, I know dead air, it sucks, but, you know, somebody's got to do it once in a while. What about health and diet? I was just plain and simple, okay? You know, everybody knows that, you know, I'm a little short, 5 foot chubby person. Love
mm-hmm.
it, you know, but
mm-hmm.
what about health and diet with this situation?
With regard to the divine feminine,
mm-hmm.
you mean?
Yes.
Well, the first thing that I want to say about that is if you look at some of the figurines that they have found in their archaeological digs, like the Venus
right.
of Willendorf, you
mm-hmm.
know, these
mm-hmm.
were the figures that were revered because
right.
women were revered as the life givers.
Right.
And they weren't Barbie doll.
Right.
No.
They were
no.
not Barbie doll.
Yeah.
And so we really see how far we've come away from what is truly depicted.
Right.
Or what is the truth of women. And that doesn't necessarily mean that all women look like the Venus of Willendorf, but all women don't also look like Barbie.
Right.
And so to say that any one way is better or right as opposed to the other ways is, you know, that's also looking for this very masculine lens about what we're supposed to, you know, how we can be perceived as beautiful and erotic. And I think that's very limited.
Thank you.
And I think it's really sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that there's a whole movement called health at any size.
Right.
Mm-hmm, and
right.
it has nothing to do with your weight.
Right.
And it has to do with how well you love yourself and how well you treat yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that on another level, there is something very unhealthy going on, which of course is the way that we're treating nature.
Right.
And so with herbicides and pesticides on everything.
Right.
And then that's what we're eating.
Right. Yeah.
I think that's a big problem.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I wanted to hear from you right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because personally, I like my curves.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm who I am.
Me too. Yeah.
I love myself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's just how I'm built.
Mm-hmm.
I just say we're just all built in the goddess ways. And this is how it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because I notice with me, and I don't know about you, but the more that I do my spiritual work, the more curves I'm getting.
Yep.
And it's like, okay, I'm doing my work right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And also that's also part of the aging process. And in a culture that worships youth, then that means it's only the young before the metabolism starts to slow down as valued.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But the truth of it is that as time goes on, the physiologically we change.
Right.
That shouldn't be no less valuable.
No.
Right.
No.
Right.
No. Yeah. No, I agree.
There's
with
another
that.
Big should.
Right.
It shouldn't be like that.
It shouldn't be like that. It's right.
Like that. Mm-hmm.
But learning to accept yourself for who
you
are and what
yourself.
You are.
That is another reason why I think the return of the divine feminine is so crucial and so important, specifically for women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, there was no icon or idea of spirituality or divinity as feminine. Right? All I learned was that, you know, we were the bringers of original sin, so we were guilty from the word go.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so lucky I had the mom I did.
You are.
Because she would have knocked the heck out of everybody for talking like that around me.
But that is not, you're not the norm, right?
No.
The majority of women
grew
up feeling like we were, you know, guilty and wrong from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to fit into a very narrow little idea of what femininity is in order to be valued.
Yep. Right.
And so in bringing the divine feminine back, you know, she's known as the goddess of 10,000 names in every culture.
Right.
She's every size, every look there could possibly be. She brings attributes of all different kinds, from righteous fury to the oceans of compassion.
Right.
Now women have something to identify with and also to identify with it as divine.
Mm-hmm.
And they can find their divinity in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so what began as the women's movement for sort of political, you know, equal rights,
right,
and
so that
the other is now splashed over, thankfully, into spirituality.
And
so now there's
glad.
A wholeness there.
Right.
And I think that's why the rise in this next rise in feminism that's happening now is part of the balance for this world.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that began with the 2012 prophecy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the return of the divine feminine. And
it's
not only in our worship, but it's in women becoming empowered enough to say to our men, it's all right.
Yeah.
You can sit down. I got this.
Right.
Every once in a while, I can take the realm.
Right.
I can take the reins, I mean.
I like how you said that, the realm.
You can take the realm, too. And it's not taking your power away.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, we can share power now.
I had a friend that she was going through the change in life. And then she picked up a book and had said that she was going through the change, menopause.
Right.
And then the more that she read on menopause and she became very spiritual at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And she found out, you know, that this wasn't menopause. This was her change spiritually. This was the wake-up call for her was the menopause symptoms that got her to where she is now.
Right. You know, in goddess circles, we say that when a woman goes through menopause, she's now holding her wise blood.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
And
that is
a completely different experience
and that,
of the third phase of our lives than we're just drying up and we're no longer fertile, so we're no longer valuable.
Right. So if we go all the way back to Inanna,
Yeah.
That mm-hmm. statement is way back from there. And thank and Nana, you very, very much.
And Nana is a
Queen
name.
Of Sumeria.
That's okay. right. Mm-hmm.
Goddess of love.
That's
nice.
Right.
Nana. That's so. Funny. Nana.
Only Stephanie. Only Stephanie. She's got to find something fun about that. But no, that's real too. So like with my husband right now, mm-hmm. you know, he's going to be coming home tonight.
Right.
And we kind of been going through a lot. We're going to talk about things and rebalancing things in our yeah. house and stuff. And with him coming back finally, mm-hmm. I'm saying emotionally, physically, mentally, mm-hmm. spiritually, all four parts of the body. What kind of advice can you give me to help me with my husband and for us to get that grounding back?
I would recommend that it be as tantric as possible. And okay. by that, I mean slow uh-huh. and present.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Slow and present. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't try to jump to any conclusions. I wouldn't
right.
try to come to an answer or even an agreement mm-hmm. by any particular time. I would just stay with the flow and exchange of ideas mm-hmm. and allow everything that arises to be completely acceptable with no charge on it. You know, nice. I was talking with a student of mine recently who is having an on-again, off-again relationship with a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, as soon as I make an overture or I step forward, he freezes. And then if yes. I don't do anything, and then he no matter what she does or doesn't do, he freezes.
Right.
And I said, this is where Tantra really comes in, because mm-hmm. if you can take one step closer to him and then just sit and wait till
yes.
like with a scared animal.
Right, right, right.
You
right.
know?
Right.
And then you wait till the heartbeat comes down a little mm-hmm, bit, and uh-huh. then we can take the next step. Mm-hmm. Everything that goes awry is usually because it's happening too fast.
Wow.
Oh, I
you
like
know,
that.
I really believe that.
I do too.
I do too.
I really.
See,
done.
We learn.
I know
so
when I slow down
every week.
When Gene and I slow down,
it's the
and
answer.
Go urge and we go. Oh, wait, we're not getting anywhere.
It's the answer.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've like
just
that.
Recently been trying this experiment, because everything is okay. How quickly can I get this done? How quickly can I get this done?
Mm-hmm.
And I've been trying an experiment that says, how long can I make this last?
Oh,
and
I like
even
that.
The things that I don't like. Like washing the dishes and vacuuming
right,
or whatever.
Right, right.
But how long can I make it last? Because when you drop and slow everything down,
mm-hmm.
you have more room for everything.
Right.
And
that
more
makes
time
perfect
for everything.
Sense. Mm-hmm.
It's miraculous.
Mm-hmm.
So
I mean,
you really feel the difference in your life.
I have
way.
Been going, I got to get the office done. I need to get the pantry done. I got to get this done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try that.
See how
from
long
tomorrow.
You can make any one task yep. last. And the mm-hmm. other thing about that is when you're doing that, you're only focused on that task. So if you're at the computer and you're doing this, but you're thinking, oh, my God, what time is it? And I got to be there. And what am I right. going to wear? And what do I need? You're not fully focused there and you're not getting it done.
You know how,
but if you only focus on that
right.
and everything else drops away, it takes half the amount of time and you have more time for everything else.
Oh, I'd love that.
It's a miracle.
I like that too.
It's the miracle.
I know for me when okay, let's do the dishes. If I'm not feeling the uh-huh. time to do the dishes, there will be time.
Right.
And grocery
right.
shopping, you're getting really stressed because you have to go grocery shopping
right.
and you don't want to do it. Well, I believe that when it comes at the right time, mm-hmm. when you feel like you're going to go grocery shopping,
right.
that is the right time to do it, because mm-hmm. who knows the good deals you're going to get.
That's right.
Or making that phone call that you don't want to make.
Mm-hmm.
And don't beat yourself up for it.
Right.
Just wait for the frequency to be at the same, you know, to make
level.
That at that same level, and then things work out. Like, oh, you have to pay a bill and you got to call these people and make arrangements. I don't want to do it today, but you do it tomorrow and you're okay with making that phone call. Things turn out differently because you're
right.
at the right frequency, as instead of being pushed in something.
Right.
I kind of just throw my hands up and go, I know I'll get to it when
all
the
right.
time is right. And it always finds out I get the woohoo deals.
That's true.
and I didn't have to pay the
now,
late charge.
We brought up that woo-woo word.
Well, that was a woo-woo. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's Fred Meyer's language
that's
for
okay.
their cells.
Because we're all in the woo-woo choo-choo. That's
yeah.
what I call it.
Woo-woo
choo-choo.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Judith, I am so glad you came here today.
Thank you so
yes.
much for having me.
So. Can you give a phone number people can reach you at?
Sure. My phone number in Seattle is 206-529-8085. My personal website is judithlaxer.com.
Okay.
And Gaia's Temple is gaiastemple.org.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you can find out all about my work.
And the services time on?
The services are on the second Sunday of every month, except for November and December of this year. They're going to be on the first Sunday because of rental situations.
Right.
But they're at 2 o'clock on at the Shoreline Community Church, which is on 147th Street and 1st Avenue Northeast. And everyone is welcome. Doors open at 1:30. Service starts at 2 o'clock. Goes for about an hour, a little bit longer.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm really thankful. And oh, your book. Mention your book one more time.
My book is called Along the Wheel of Time, Sacred Stories for Nature Lovers, available on Amazon and wherever books are sold. I can't believe I said it like that.
Hey, look at that. You just said it real perfectly there. All right. Well, we'll be back in a little bit. And we're going to have a special guest, Susan Harmon. We'll see you in a little bit.